The most effective way to script to manifest your dream life. Yes, you can have the life that you desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. You know, we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I want to share something with you today, and I'm just reading it off my phone here. It says, Robert, I just wanted to let you know that I'm so happy with the miracle that has happened with my wife coming back into my life. This wouldn't have happened without you as my coach and miracle mentor. Thank you for all you've done for me. I tried many other people prior to you, but you came through. That's a nice letter from a guy named Eric, who is a client of mine and is living in a happy family again after his wife and him broke up. One of the things that we used was scripting. And scripting can be very, very powerful. But for those of you who are really up against it, you can claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, so there's right ways and wrong ways to script, believe it or not. Some people think that you just, you know, you grab a pen, you grab some paper, and you start writing. Nothing could be further from the truth. There are ways to script that are very powerful and that will work for you. And there are other ways to script that will just simply be entertaining to you, but will really do nothing as far as helping you attract what you desire. So let's preface by saying that we know that gratitude is, if not the most powerful force, one of the most powerful forces in the entire universe. And it's powerful because when you are bathing yourself in gratitude, when you're thinking grateful thoughts, when you're feeling grateful about your life, it's almost impossible to think disempowering negative thoughts. It really is. Gratitude is that powerful. So I think gratitude should be included in our scripting at all times. Because when you're scripting and you're including gratitude, you're including an energy, a vibration that is extremely high and is very, very protective against negative thoughts. Look, we manifest what we are, not what we want. I know you've heard that before, but we don't want to be scripting about what we want. I've literally gone through people's diaries before when they've handed them over to me, and their scripting diaries. And in their scripting diaries, they will write, I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want. And all you're doing is acting contrary to the law of attraction, contrary, opposite to what you want to manifest in your life. Using words like, I need this, I have to have this, I want this, that indicates lack. That indicates that you don't have it. And what did we just say a moment ago? The universe gives you what you are, not what you want. So what you are is someone who is in a state of lack, in a state of neediness. And the result is that you start attracting more lack and more neediness into your life. It's not a good place to be. So we don't want to fill our scripting book up with all kinds of, I want this and I want that. It just doesn't work that way. High flyers, we want to script with the dream fulfilled in our mind, as if we are living the dream and it is fulfilled in our mind right now. Because that kind of scripting creates your imagination, excites your imagination, and your imagination excites your emotions, and your emotions excite your feelings, and it's through feelings that we connect to the universe or the infinite field of potential. So we script as if we already have the wish fulfilled. I am so absolutely excited that I'm in a deep, committed, loving relationship and marriage. I am so deeply excited that I own a big, beautiful house where my family can live. I am so deeply excited that I drive two new vehicles, and both of them are the vehicles of my dreams. Whatever it is. And then you can get into details. You know, you can get into even micro details. My partner and I went out to dinner tonight. We had Thai food. It's the first time we've ever been to this restaurant. We absolutely loved it. But what we loved more than the food is we loved being together. You see, I'm creating a story in my mind that my mind can latch onto and get involved with, and that becomes what is. Remember, we attract what we are, not what we want. That's very important. So one of the things that blocks us, that really stand in the way of us getting what we want, is limiting beliefs, fears, doubts that we will never have that money, doubts that we'll never have that success, doubts that we'll never have that abundance, doubts that we'll never have that relationship. And that really gets in our mind. And it's very, very powerful. And it works against us. Scripting helps us overcome that. But I do want to take a moment to invite you to visit us at miraclehypnosisonline.com. miraclehypnosisonline.com. Try it for 7 days, absolutely free. I mean, why not? What have you got to lose? And the hypnosis and the meditations will help you work on your limiting beliefs, on your doubts and your fears. So after you've written something, an entry into your diary, your scripting diary, then close your eyes and see it. Relive that script that you just wrote out in your mind again and see it and feel it and trust it. Oh, that's so important, high flyers. Trust it, feel it, expect it. Do it daily, do it in the morning, and then again in the evening, you can read it. So you can write it out in the morning, and then in the evening, you just read it again and kind of relive it. And then simply detach and allow your subconscious mind, your reprogrammed mind, your rewired mind, because that's what scripting does. It rewires your thinking if you do it right. Let it do the manifesting for you. What you desire will be, it'll be so much easier for you to receive it. Why? Because you've rewired your brain. You've reprogrammed your mind. And now the universe says, oh, this person has this. Let's give them more of it. You know, the old saying, to he who has much, even more will be given. And to he who has little, what little he has will be taken away, which simply means that you attract what you are, not what you want. We love you. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.